From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 84 dead in Nice. A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice on Thursday night at a celebration of Bastille Day. France's president said some 50 people are critically injured, many of them children. Many foreigners and police officers are also believed to be among the dead. The attacker has been identified by French police as 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouyej Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. Reports say security services did not suspect him of links to terrorist or extremist groups, although he'd been known to police for drug and criminal offenses. No group has claimed responsibility, although the attack was celebrated online by Islamic State supporters. Officers found later that the truck had been carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. Video from the scene shows the truck stopped with the bodies behind it, police shooting at the cab. Through a translator, French President Francois Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence, and it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
President Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended for another 3 months. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow.
And nowhere is there a greater hotbed or incubator for these terrorists than in Syria.
Mr. Kerry is in Moscow for talks with the Russian foreign minister. This is VOA News.